let us welcome in. He's the CEO of the San Francisco Giants, and I know he's got a very exciting day today, and that is Larry Bear. Larry, how are you?
Hi, Marty. I'm doing well. Well, it's an exciting day because it's a doubleheader. Starts with our game that's going to be on the air here in a few minutes, and, you know, that's important. We're rocking and rolling here. We really got to make sure we're ready for just a couple of weeks from now in Dodger Stadium, April 1st. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Can you believe that?
No. What I will tell you this, I use the metaphor today. If you're an airplane coming in, you can see the lights on the runway. You can see the season. You can see it. And I said this yesterday. Kane pitched. Bumgarner pitched. It's Lincecum today. It's Zito on Tuesday. Vogelsong on Wednesday. That's the rotation until October 1st.
Yeah. So we're sort of in format. So that's game one. And the good news is our fans can really can kind of capture Giants baseball times two if they'd like to, or baseball times two with some Giants participating in game two, because as everybody knows, game two is at our ballpark, Puerto Rico playing Japan, and should be a lot of fun. And the very first batter of the game will be a San Francisco Giant.
I know, and it'll be Angel Pagan who will come out of the visitors' dugout.
Right, so that'll be strange, but it's a lot of fun. The World Baseball Classic, we raised our hand to host the semifinals and finals this year, and we're proud that we did, and we think it's going to be a really electric and fun environment, atmosphere. I think those who have watched the games and seen highlights have noticed how much the players are into it. And in the end of the day, you know, probably the most important ingredient of all is having the players into it, and these players are into it. And, yes, we'd like the USA team to be in it, but they're not, and we have great baseball.
Oh, no, these are very competitive games. As soon as I started watching this on TV, I realized the exhibition games were really exhibition games because these people are actually playing to win.
Yeah, they are, I think we take a lot of things for granted in our country, and the level of Major League Baseball is very high. It's been the national pastime, is the national pastime, you know, 131 years. And for us, Marty, sometimes I think maybe we take it for granted a little bit, whereas we believe our World Series is ultimately the World Series, the best, and I think that players and coaches and fans from countries like the Dominican Republic and Japan believe that maybe they're the best in the world. And that's a good, healthy, fun debate. And so you play these games in this tournament. There's some structural things that aren't the easiest to work with because we're playing in March. But, I think on net, it's certainly better having it than not having it. And I think there's been a lot of joy and fun just in the tournament so far before we've gotten to the final three games.
Well, I can't wait to watch, just to see the ballpark on TV. That for me is the best part, that there's baseball at AT&T Park. What does the park look like?
Yeah, well, it's been decorated. It's fun. I mean, WBC has certain color scheme palette, and the ballpark's been decorated according to that. The outfield wall you probably won't recognize because it has really the whole World Baseball Classic pattern. We have the Coca-Cola bottle, so we're not taking that down. But we have the ballpark really looking fresh and different for the WBC because it's a different kind of tournament. So it's fun. What I encourage people to do today is make it really a great baseball day. When you get off the air, you can listen to KNBR, like games on KNBR. You can, if you want, put on Channel 3 or Channel 11, the NBC, whatever NBC comes in on your television, and watch our spring training game from Cincinnati. And then either hop in the car if you can and come out and watch the WBC game at 6 o'clock or tune it in on the MLB Network.
You know, you got a lot going on for a Sunday.
So it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. We're very excited. I'll be going down later in the week back to Arizona, and I'll see you there for our last big weekend next weekend. And I think that generally, the times I've spent down there with the group and with Brian and Bruce and everybody, I think that everybody feels like the camp has been an orderly one, and we're on par with where we want to be and the progress, the kind of progress you want to make. And sometimes, as you know, Marty, it's hard to measure spring training, right? How do you really measure it? And one of the measurements is health. I heard you talk about Pablo with his elbow, so we'll see what that is. But you measure it by health, and you measure it by, you know, our guys sort of progressing, going up the ladder. You don't, the first time out, you don't look at a starting pitcher and evaluate him. But as you get into late March, you start doing that with position players and pitchers.
Well, that's why I said Lindstrom today. You just want to see him take another step, you know, get to four or five innings like Kane and Bumgarner did. You know, this is a big year for him. You know that. Do you guys look at him every day now just to see what's going on with him? How do you even view him in the big picture?
Well, that's a good question. I think that we don't want to, and the last thing we want to do is rush to judgment, right? So yes, it's obviously a free agent year, and anytime somebody's in a contract year, free agent year, however you want to term it, the last year of your guaranteed contract, to some extent, it will be an evaluation year, and Tim's not the only one in that boat. Hunter Pence, among others, same thing. So, but it's also very unfair to rush to judgment. So you don't want to overanalyze, overthink it. And so I think that what will happen is all of the baseball eyes in our organization, from Brian down through Dick Kidrow and the group, will watch the starts. I think, I don't think they can put too much emphasis on, you know, an April start versus a May start versus a June start. I think it's all going to be taken as a package and go from there. I think that everything we've heard on Tim specifically, and I sat with Bochy a couple of times, and he's run out of his way when asked by others, well, how's Tim look? He's run out of his way to say he is really, really impressive in terms of his the shape he's been in when he's been on the air, when he's being reported, and then when he's and then just everything he's done since he's been in camp. But he reported in very good shape, and I think he did a lot of sort of baseball relevant work in the off season to get to where we need him.
Well, I will say this: he's night and day from last year. In spring training, and that's a decent start. And as you say, you just want to be taking steps forward, so when he gets the ball on April 3rd against the Dodgers, he's ready to be the Tim Lincecum that you want to see. So would it be fair to say...
The attitude also, Marty, has been terrific this spring, as you probably may have picked up.
So is it fair to say he is still an open question for the San Francisco Giants?
Well, he's a Giant. He's going to be a Giant until he's not. I mean, he's going to be a Giant as long as we can keep him on in the franchise. I mean, we want him to be a big part of our franchise. So I don't think that discussion is really going to be made until we stop playing baseball in 2013. And hopefully the time we stop playing baseball in 2013 approximates the time we stop playing baseball in 2010 and 2012.
We hope so. I like Arizona, but I can come back in November. It works for me, believe me. Hey, can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
I want to
ask you something. Yeah. Larry Bear is with us on this Sunday, WBC coming up at 6. Japan, as I tell people on the air, if you want to watch a team practice, I don't care if you're a little league or a softball player, a junior college player, you want to go out and watch this team do their thing. And then Orlando Cepeda is all of a sudden the Grand Marshal of the Puerto Rican team, one of the great legends of Puerto Rican baseball. He'll be there as well tonight. But, Larry, I want to ask you about what Bud Selig said about an actual World Series in about 10 years. I want to get your reaction to that. So we'll do that with Larry Bear and more right here on the Sports Leader.
KNBR 680. KNBR's Giants pregame continues. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
All right, back here on our show, Giants and Rockies coming up today. Lincecum and Yolis Chacin. We're joined by Larry Bear, CEO of the Giants. Let me ask you a question. Why did you get involved with the WBC for this? So what was the motivation?
Why did the Giants get involved?
Yeah, because it is a big undertaking for you to do this.
It is. And so the thing is, Marty, it's, you know, the semifinals and finals are an opportunity to bring international baseball competition to our community. And we really felt that it was something that our fans, who have been so spectacular, 165 consecutive sellouts, that they deserve the opportunity to see a great exhibition. Right? A great, and it's really a tournament more than an exhibition. It's a highly competitive tournament. And so the interesting thing is baseball, you know, we had looked at this is the third WBC. The first two were in Los Angeles and San Diego. And baseball was a little concerned about the weather, as we were, because it does rain some in mid-March, and this is mid-March. But how about this? We got just gorgeous Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. No rain in sight for, I probably just jinxed it. So that was the only reason that we really didn't pursue it harder in the first two times. But we think that our fans deserve it, and we think it's a great thing to bring to our fans. We offered it to our season ticket holders. We have fans buying tickets. There's opportunity for people that are having trouble getting tickets for the regular season, even though we have plenty of seats available. It's just another thing for people to watch great baseball.
Yeah, it's good baseball. It's going to be a lot of fun. I just can't wait to see the ballpark again with a baseball game in the ballpark for me. That's the best part.
We have it set up a little differently, and that's, I think, the fans that are either coming to the game or watching on television can notice how it's just set up a little bit differently, just the aesthetic of the ballpark. And I think that works well, and I think it should be different because it's different than a major league game.
All right, so Bud Ciela comes here last week, has a whole press conference. I forget if you were here. Yeah, you were here last weekend. And talks about an actual World Series in 10 years. Was he dreaming, or is that something that baseball is really thinking about?
No, I think baseball is really thinking about it. I think what we've got is we've seen development in a lot of countries, baseball, and it's moving, you know, moves slowly in some countries and rapidly in others. You see what's happening in China. You see parts of Europe where baseball is evolving. And so how do you put it together? It's going to be challenging logistically. So I don't think anybody pretends to have answers, but I think it's an aspirational thing for us and a good goal to have. And, you know, if I was commissioner, I would do the same thing because I really feel like it's important to look at baseball as a world sport. I think if you don't look at it that way, I think one of the great things that presented to the public.
All right. Look, I just want to win the American World Series. I'll settle for that.
Well, for the next 10 years, I think that's a reasonable goal, a good goal, and it's certainly our goal in 2013, Marty. So, but you know what? I think it's the job of folks in New York and folks running baseball to think about how you can take the sport and where there's actual World Series played at the end of the regular season. For MLB or something else, it's a lot of times that's true. But I know it's really been satisfying to see baseball academies and baseball development outside of North America and outside of Latin America and the Far East, where baseball is very strong.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. Enjoy tonight, and as I say, I'll look forward to watching it, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
I'll see you next week. Thanks a lot, Marty. Take care now.
All right. Have a good afternoon. That is Larry Baer, the CEO of the Giants. And